Let's work. Rich as fuck, but guess what? I'm back to work. Overseas, back home, no time to sleep. I'm back to work. So many people that I love, they want my time, but I gotta work. Some of my friends don't understand. Shit, I gotta work. Always talk about this in the club, but I'm like, fuck that, I gotta work. If you really wanna do it like this, shit, you better get back to work.
I'm working.
Back to work. Right back to work.
Right back to work.
Better get back to work.
Right back to work.
Back to work. What up, DWS fans? It's your boy Jay Marrero
and JJL.
We are PWS. This is the PWS Cast Season 2, Episode Dose. What up, Just?
Not much, man. What's been going on right now with NXT, man?
Yeah, you know NXT has been good, but how have you been, my brother? How things been?
I've been good, man, you know. Been watching me some indie matches, been trying to catch some TNA to try to catch up with the other companies.
How do you feel about it? You liking it?
It's kind of hard to get through because, you know, they're a sinking ship.
What about ROH? You into that at all? Or?
Nah, I haven't been able to stay up. Like, I'm still upset that they moved it from 8 to 11. That was like the perfect lead-in for TNA.
Any good movies you've seen lately? You're a big movie buff, so...
I've seen Trainwreck.
How's that?
It was really good.
How was Cena in that?
Cena was actually really good. I really think he'll, like, progress and get more big-time roles now.
Well, I hope so. What else we got going on? Anything else? So,
I highly recommend it. It was a really good movie. I think even guys would enjoy it, even though it's, like, considered a chick flick.
What about, 12 Rounds 3. You can check that out.
I think I'm gonna pass on that one. Like I passed on every WWE Studios film.
All right, so let's jump right into it. NXT TakeOver, Brooklyn, New York, the Barclays. We were there. Thoughts? Well, what are your thoughts? All right, let's jump into the Diva match first, right? Because that stole the show, obviously, right?
It stole the whole weekend, man. I mean...
Oh, so you think that was the best match of the weekend?
That was the best match from SummerSlam to Raw. That was the best match.
I think I may agree with you on that. I
was shocked with how good it was. I know these girls are amazing, that they're 20 times better than the main roster divas, but the effort they put into that match, man.
It was great. So do you ever think we'll see the day where we'll see Divas main event a major pay-per-view?
I think it's possible. I mean, maybe when Triple H takes over and he has full control.
Oh, we think he's going to take over. I mean, right? That we can assume that he's
going to
take over.
Vince just turned 70. I mean, come on. Vince, you should retire now. Come on.
Well, you know, there'll be a war between him and Kevin Dunn. So, you know.
Well, I think when Vince goes, Kevin Dunn goes. That's just my opinion.
You think Triple H, like.
He'll have Kidman take that spot.
Ooh. Brian Kidman. All right. So the match itself. Great. Effing match, right? The one botchy spot where Sasha almost died.
Well, Bayley almost died when she's going for that Hurricanrana.
Right, but I'm talking about when basically at the end.
When she took the reverse Hurricanrana, yeah. You mean like Sasha landed dead on her head, looking at it in slow motion. That was scary. I don't know how the hell she didn't break her neck on
or catch a concussion or something.
Yeah, and she still got up to take the Bayley to belly.
So, all right. So that match, great, right? I was into it. The crowd at the Barclays was totally into it. I thought it would, and it's hard for Owens and Finn Balor to follow that up, right? Like, it's got to be almost impossible.
It was. Like, I understand now why WWE breaks matches up.
Right.
Because it's hard for you to get into the next match after, you know,
right.
We just saw a great match because we're all, you know, we're tired. We lost all our energy giving it into that match.
That's true. And like we talked about this during the event itself. It's hard in the WWE to put on a great ladder match anymore, as in the case of KO and Finn. Because, you know, we've seen it all at this point, right?
Exactly. Like, it's hard. Like, it's hard to be creative and come up with different spots.
Right. And it's so much matches. It's so much you can't do because you're limited in the WWE of things you can and can't do, right?
Exactly.
There's no more headshots with the ladders.
There's no more choking.
Right. I
mean, you can't do, it's like, it's hard.
We haven't seen like a crazy, like Jeff Hardy type spot in forever. And it's just impossible to put on a great, I'm sure like we'll see a great one come along at some point. But as of right now, it's almost impossible to like give us a 5-star ladder match because we've seen it all. But then in the case of Bayley and Sasha, we've never seen two divas put on a show the way they put on a show.
She did a somersault to the outside of the ring. I mean, who saw that coming from Sasha?
I'm going to tell you this. This generation of divas coming up right now, the four horsewomen, are my favorite divas of all time already.
They are. Like, how would you rank them though? How would you rank them 1 to 4?
As far as potential or
as talent, right?
Talent.
Now.
I'd go Sasha 1, Charlotte 2. That is a toss up.
I think I put Bayley as 3. I think she's ahead of Becky.
You really like Bayley, huh?
After that match, man.
I like Bayley. I may go with you on that. I also like Becky a lot. I like her charisma.
She's good on the mic, man.
Yeah.
Becky's good on the mic.
I didn't see her getting the call up before Finn.
Yeah, exactly. Like, she didn't even get the title.
No.
She went straight to the main roster.
Yeah. So, what's next for the Divas NXT Championship?
I mean, like, there's not too many contenders left. I mean, I'm afraid to say it. I think Ava Marie is probably going to beat Bayley for the title.
Oh, God.
I know you gave her a lot of heat that night.
She is beyond horrible, WWE.
She's training with Brian Kendrick,
I don't care if she's training with God. She's just horrible. What about Rock's cousin? You met her, actually, during
Nia
SummerSlam weekend.
She looks like, she reminds me a lot of Awesome Kong.
Not look-wise,
body-wise. She looks like Awesome Kong.
Wait, so she has an Awesome Kong body?
Well,
I thought she had a fatty. You told me she had a fatty. Now,
well, from the front, she looks, like she's fit. From the back, she kind of looks like Awesome Kong.
That's not good.
She's like a Kong. She's a cute diva, but with a monster body.
I don't think I like that.
I mean, that's what she kind of reminds me of, but I don't know. I haven't seen her work, but hopefully she pans out because, like, there's not too many divas left for Bayley to work with. Bayley can work with her, with Ava, and with Dana Brooke and Emma. But that's basically it.
I mean, going back to the last episode, we talked about this. Basically, calling all three up at the same time is causing a problem, right?
Yeah, because there's no one to work with Bayley, like, that's experienced, really.
That's true. We got some questions actually about the NXT Divas division, right? From some of our fans via the Facebook page that you can always log on to and give us a like and keep up with current news and events and opinions. We cover the WWE side. We got our boy Raph who covers the indie side. He's a big New Japan pro wrestling guy. He loves it maybe a little bit too much for my taste, but that's just my opinion.
We went to base brawl at Coney Island.
Yeah.
Had a good time. Yeah, saw a lot of pictures.
Good for him. So let's go to the question.
All right.
You want to take this one or should I take this one?
You take this one. I'll read the question. All right. This question is from Bayley Rodriguez.
Bayley? Are we sure this isn't the Bayley?
He wants to know how the Diva Revolution would go after Nikki loses her title.
A ton better. I don't know. It's just suffering right now with Nikki as champion. Like, I get, there's the rumors that, John Cena is
protecting her.
Yeah, protecting her, keeping the title on Nikki. She just doesn't have the wrestling ability that these three girls have. Four, I should say.
I'll give her some credit, though. Like, she has more charisma than Brie.
Yeah, but
that's it. That's all I'll give her.
She's just not a great champion. She's not a great wrestler, I should say.
That's it, yeah. That's her problem.
She has, the look. She's gorgeous, don't get me wrong. But, it's not about that anymore. These four women are proving it, that it's not just about the look anymore. you have to be able to wrestle and get the crowd involved. Like, it, the whole, like, you know, Stephanie says it all the time, you know, it's what's the word she uses? The new Diva Revolution or whatever.
Diva Revolution.
I'm with that, but I every time she says that, I don't think she's talking about Priya and Nikki.
Exactly. She's not. And, like, what I hated last night on Raw, let's just jump what happened on Raw last night. They had the Beat the Clock challenge for the number one contendership.
Right.
And all the matches were under 3 minutes.
Yeah.
They're going back to the old way the Divas used to be, having quick matches.
You're bringing the division back. You're pushing it back a few years. You want to evolve, right?
Even let me bring up what Lance Storm said. He's like, they're trying to introduce 9 Divas on TV at once, putting them all in stables. That's not what happened at NXT. They all had their individual storylines. Yeah. And then it just happened organically, and everybody, you know, the crowd took to all of these Divas because they knew they could work.
Sasha's not going to be able to be Sasha in a faction. She's just not going to be able to show what she can do to the main stage, to the you know, the larger crowd.
Especially with Tamina and Naomi.
And you brought up an interesting thing a little while ago. You feel that Sasha should be paired with New Day.
Yeah. She's been hanging out with them backstage. She's tweeting them, like, I want to join New Day. And Big E said, hey, I couldn't think of anyone better to smack some chicks with us.
I think that would be a perfect addition to New Day.
Why not? Give them a
crazy over right now, right?
Probably the most over act on Raw.
Why not?
Do it. Add someone. Add someone to the stable. They're a stable. They're not a tag team. They're a stable.
Yeah, they are a stable. And with Bray now getting, you know, his stable back, you could somewhere along the line feud those factions.
And then we got the Shield kind of back together.
2/3 of the Shield.
I mean, they're kind of back together.
Let's move on to that one next. The Bray.
All right, let's move on to
the Wyatts. But before that, let's plug our Facebook page and let fans know how they can log on and get a hold of us and be able to contact us.
Right, you guys can follow us at www.facebook.com/PWSpotlight.
Like it, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell their mother even to give us a like. You know, like I said, every day we're hammering out, you know, the latest news, events. If it's out there, we put it out there for you guys to know and, you know, give us a like. Why not? What else are you going to do? You give, like, crap likes, so give us like. So let's jump into to the Wyatts, the new member of the Wyatts.
What do you think of Braun Strowman from what you saw of him so far?
Typical big man.
What about that promo?
About that. That was, you know, it's whatever. He's bad on the mic, as you can tell. You know, he didn't do any NXT time, which is a rarity nowadays.
He only did NXT house shows. That's all he did.
He's a typical monster character, you know. Takes very little offense, but gives a ton. Has pretty much destroyed Dean and Roman on his own.
And you think they would, like, protect Roman because he's considered the future. And they're like, I think this is Roman paying his dues now, man.
And maybe I have Alzheimer's. And please tell me if I do, like, if I don't remember this correctly. Didn't Roman main event WrestleMania 31?
Yes, he did, Jay.
Did he not win the Royal Rumble this year?
Yes, he did, Jay.
So what the hell happened to him?
I don't know. I mean, he must have fell out of favor with someone along the line. I mean, he's still being promoted. You see, he's the first face you see when they promote Be a Star.
Right. But he's not a star in my eyes.
Not yet.
I don't know. I thought, like, after WrestleMania, maybe, okay, he'd get a rematch clause. They'd win the title eventually. I thought by now he'd be champion. I thought that by SummerSlam he'd be champion. And it's just, he's just
floating in mid. He's floating in mid card, man. Like, he's top. He's like top mid card, but he's floating. Like, this feud really isn't helping him.
No, and not at all. he's getting squashed pretty much.
Him and Ambrose, man.
And Ambrose, another guy. Like, why are they paying their dues now? They've paid their dues. It's not like they just got the call up. Like, these guys have been around for, what, 3 years now?
Yeah. Survivor Series will be 3 years.
Jesus Christ. So, is it time for Roman to heel turn it? Or is it, or are you one of those people who believe there's just way too many heels right now within the WWE?
I think he needs a heel turn. We need to see a different side of Roman, because the face of Roman isn't working.
Right.
We need to see a different side. Let him be aggressive. Let him be kick-ass. Like, let him turn on Ambrose. Let those two feud. See if they can elevate each other to a different level.
Yeah, let Ambrose be that character he was in NXT. Just like, you know, very live wire, unpredictable person. You know, maybe he snaps after his best friend turns on him. Don't put him with the Wyatts, obviously. Let it be a turn after that feud. I don't know. Just something needs to be done about Roman, about the whole... It's a frustrating thing to watch as a fan, because, you know, this guy obviously, you know, the crowd doesn't love him, obviously, but he has something there. I could see him, if they pushed him the right way, him being a good champion.
He could be, man.
Yeah. So you have another fan question, right? Via our Facebook page.
Which,
let me take this one. This one is from Alejandro Colado Vivas. The Shield 2.0 are getting beat up every week. If this storyline keeps going this way, people are going to lose interest quick. Who do you think they should bring in to help them? I was thinking that they reluctantly ask Kane for help and do it in a way that they don't show who they are asking help from. What are your thoughts on that? Are you bringing Kane?
That's the only other person I would think of. Like, what other... What, they're going to bring in Big Show to help them?
Oh, God, no, please.
I don't want to see... I mean, Triple H thinks Braun Strowman is the next Big Show. That's who he thinks he is, but... You're going to bring in Big Show to put this guy over?
Yeah, I mean, and then you got to turn Big Show face again.
For like the 20th time. Maybe even more, but...
But then again, you also have to turn Kane face again.
Like, I don't know. What other big man could you bring in to help the Shield, though? That's the problem.
You know who it's going to be? It's going to be like Mark Henry.
That could be possible. I mean, I wouldn't mind it, but they're still going to get squashed because it's Mark Henry. He puts guys over.
So they asked Kane, who's been off of TV for God knows how long.
Like, I don't know if it wouldn't make any sense, because like Seth took him out the last time.
Right.
It was Seth who took it. Like, he should get paid back on Seth, but well, are they going to phase that out and pretend it didn't happen? Is that what they're going to do? Like, I have no idea what they're going to take this storyline. Like,
do you reunite the Shield?
I mean, Seth might be turning face after what happened on Raw, but I don't think
that's not for a while.
That's not for a while, but I don't think they're going to bring the Shield back.
Like, they planted the seed last night, right?
But yeah, Triple H Rollins feud, but I don't know. Like, it's difficult to tell who they're going to bring in. Like, that's cool, though. Keeps us guessing, like, who's going to help Roman in.
But you know what it's going to be? It's going to be one of those roll your eye moments where we expect, like, somebody great to, like, come back and help them, but then it's going to be, like, Big Show. And it is going to, like, be very dull.
I could see it being Big Show because, like, his feud with Ryback was over after Raw, I think. I think that feud is over. Like, that horrible feud. Let's not even bring up Ryback.
Or are they going with another triple threat at Night of Champions?
No, they can't, man.
So you think it's going to be one-on-one Miz and Ryback?
They got to be Miz and Ryback. Come on, phase Big Show out. Like, Big Show should be on a part-time schedule. Just bring him back for big events. He should even be working Raw all the time.
What do you think of Braun? What do you see...
I don't know. Like,
where do you see Braun in 5 years?
I don't know yet. Like, Triple H is high on the guy. If he got to skip NXT TV, I mean, he started his career off as a rosebud.
A rosebud. I mean, this guy has the look, right? He's a monster.
You know what he reminded me of? Like, remember when Undertaker first debuted and he no-selled everything?
Yeah.
That's what he kind of reminded me of. Yeah. They were trying to throw offense on him. Like, he would just no-sell it.
And he finally no-sold toward the end of that battle last night, right? He took a couple of punches.
And he took a chair shot, and it had no effect on him. I mean, he is Abigail's black sheep, but come on now.
I mean, Roman is not able to, like, get offense on this guy, and he doesn't sell Roman's moves, which is a surprising
because it's Roman. You expect them to try to push Roman, but I don't know.
Maybe this guy just doesn't know how to sell. Right?
It's possible.
Right? I mean, maybe he just doesn't know how.
Maybe he skipped that at NXT too.
Oh, God. Alright, let's move on to the next segment. What do we got next here?
Should we talk about that Dolph storyline that's going on with Dolph and Rusev?
Oh, let's do it. Before we get to that, though, you're going to plug something else for us. What else you got for us, Just Money?
Let's talk about our Twitter page.
Oh.
You can follow us at Twitter at PW Spotlight. And give us a follow.
Give us a follow.
Give us a tweet.
Yeah, tweet at us. Tell your moms to tweet at us. Tell your dad to tweet at us. You know, let's get our followers up, man. So you want to jump into Dolph Rusev, Lana Summer?
Like, what do you feel about Dolph and Lana's chemistry, man?
I think it's non-existent. I know, like, they tried and they gave her, like, you know, the denim look at SummerSlam, which was, I know, she's gorgeous. Of course, she's going to make anything look gorgeous. I'm like you. I don't think there's much chemistry there.
Like, I mean, they're trying hard. I mean, they show them going out together. She was at his comedy show before SummerSlam. I mean, they went to Disney World and they were making out, and like Ziggler's posting tweets like, responding to tweets like, oh, I thought Rusev was really going with Lana. Yeah, he thought so too. I mean, I would be offended if I'm Rusev. That was taking it a little too far, in my opinion, but you know, they're trying to keep kayfabe alive.
Yeah,
so.
I was going to say, Vince's number one rule, always stay within character.
Just ask Santino and Kofi.
Oh, God. So last night on Raw, something weird happens, right? Summer goes into Dolph's locker room while he's showering, apparently, right? And she sees him butt-ass naked.
Yeah, I think she's going full frontal naked.
Full frontal naked.
I thought they were going to go with the storyline, like they took a picture of them naked, they're going to put it on the Titantron, that they were going in that direction, but no.
Maybe during the Attitude Era, not now.
Not now. This is just to set up the breakup with
right.
Lana and Ziggler. And you think he's going to go back with she's going to go back with Rusev.
I think she's going back with Rusev. I've read through various dirt sheets that she's not happy with Dolph. And it just makes all the sense in the world for her to be with Rusev. Do you not think that
it was too soon to break them up?
So how do they sell this eventually that, you know, she gets back with Rusev is the question I would say.
How do they phase out Summer Rae?
She's horrible.
I like her though.
You think she's attractive?
She's okay.
She's a big forehead.
I don't mind.
Like a Titantron.
I don't mind.
So she has a Titantron on her forehead. I don't mind.
I find some acute.
She's long. She has nice
long.
Legs.
She's like Stacey Keibler, bro.
Keibler's way hotter.
Well, she's way hotter, but you know, she got the long legs. She got the same type of body, but you know, Keibler got a better looking face.
So this is going. We're heading towards some sort of grudge
mixed tag
Night of
Champions. It's possibly where it's going. That's what they've been building towards.
I'm going to say Rusev pulls off the W after Lana turns on Dolph. I don't know. That's what I see happening.
That's
what about you?
It's possible. I say that's where they go too, man. I mean, Rusev needs to win more.
Yeah.
Rusev needs to win
more.
He's a monster. Like, Ziggler's over. He'll always be over.
Right.
So, you know, Rusev needs to win more.
And
they've been keeping both guys strong. I mean, SummerSlam was a double countout. Last night was an interference. No one got pinned, so.
You know what? I wish that this feud was for one of the titles.
For the IC title?
One of the two. That or the U.S. Championship that, you know, Seth is currently holding.
That he'll probably drop, but.
Right, at some point. I don't know. I just think it'd be more entertaining if it was for a title. And Ryback, in my opinion, people can be like, you guys always hating on. Ryback, garbage to me. I'm sorry.
I mean, they did try last night in that match with Big Show. But
I just can't with that guy.
I'll give them some props. They tried to make that match good last night. They tried. But it's just because it's Big Show, though,
it,
man.
I think whoever it was, I just can't get over Ryback. Like, he's not a good wrestler. He doesn't sell good. He's horrible on the mic. I don't know what he tries to, like, pull off half the time.
Trying to do frog splashes from the top rope.
Oh, God. And his Luke Thez, that just pisses me off. Like, people get mad at Cena's, like, stunner. Ryback's Luke Thez is worse. And that should be an easier move to pull off, in my opinion. I don't know. Ryback pisses me off. The fact that he's champion pisses me even more off. I don't know. It's just horrible booking to me.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is called a shoot.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. And people probably, like, turned off the podcast by now. Like, oh, you guys are always trashing. It's not about trashing the WWE. I just, you know, when something, I don't agree with something, I'm going to state my opinion. And I have the mic so I can state my opinion. And you don't. So shut up. So we got another question from a fan. What else we got here? Any question? Throw any question at me right now. I'm gonna move to take any question. It doesn't even have to be about Dolphin Rusev. Throw me any question right now.
All right, here we go. Thoughts on Cesaro doing the crossface and the only person qualified to do it?
I love Cesaro, man. I think he's the best, one of the best wrestlers in the E. That move was around before Benoit. It's not like, you know, Benoit created that move. He just made it famous. I think Cesaro pulls it off well. And him being, you know, a man who's able to do multiple moves and pull them off good, you know, I don't see the problem with it. I'm a big Cesaro guy. I don't know where this Kevin Owens thing is going, but I'm a big fan of Cesaro. It's interesting that they gave KO the last two wins.
Like, both matches have been great.
Right.
That's the important thing. Like,
and this is another feud where I wish a title was involved.
This is where the IC title should be on the line. It should be Cesaro as champion or Owens as champion, just feuding with each other, putting on 5-star matches every night.
Every night.
It's like, no matter, it's impossible for both men to have bad matches, man.
No, yeah. Well, I mean, and even the triple threats, I thought Orton were really good.
Yeah, they were really good. They stole the show on those Raws that they had the triple threats.
I agree.
I just don't know. They don't have any direction. Where is this going to lead? Well, they're going to build up to Cesaro finally getting a win on Owens? Is that where they're going? Like, I don't know.
So it's interesting. Like, he just can't get a win on NKO.
He hasn't gotten a win in a while. Like, he even beat Orton. Like, he wrestled Orton, he lost. Right.
So, all right, this is heading to where this is another grudge match, obviously, for Night of Champions, right?
Yeah, because there's only 5 titles, so you got to fill the card out with, like, singles matches still.
I think it's, you know, Rollins having the U.S. title, it's great and all. But strip him for, you know, at some point for not defending the U.S. title. And let's get a tournament going at Night of Champions, man. That's King of the Ring it, man. Let's have a one-night tournament for the U.S. title. Round robin style. Put KO, Cesaro, Ziggler, Rusev.
Oh, the mid-carders.
Yeah. Let's put them out there. Let's have a tournament, Night of Champions, you know.
Because that's what they did with Warrior. Like, he didn't even hold the IC title anymore after he beat Hogan. He just, the next show, he just gave it up and they had a tournament. Yeah.
And I'm not talking about those foolish Battle Royals for the title. I'm not talking about,
you know. Just, that's lazy booking.
Yeah. I'm not talking about, you know, every Raw having a qualifying match. I'm talking about one night tournament. Some guys put it in triple duty, quadruple duty. The way wrestling used to be, the way wrestling should be. Let's get it done. What do we got next, Jess?
Let's talk about Sting returning.
Sting? Wow. But before we get to that, you're going to plug, what do you want to plug next? A YouTube page or a Facebook, Gmail?
Let's plug our Gmail.
All right, let's get to that.
You can get to us at pwspotlight@gmail.com. Email us your questions, or if you want to stalk us, whatever.
Yeah, tell your girlfriend to email us. Just somebody email us, goddammit. Sting came back, the Raw after that, SummerSlam.
And the promo last night was underwhelming, I thought.
Yeah. Sting is never, to me, Sting has never been great on the mic.
He's okay, he's decent. like, you know, his later years in WCW, he didn't really talk.
Right.
Like, old Sting had a lot of charisma.
Right.
When he had the blonde hair, the flat top, like, he had, you know, he had charisma. He was Sting. He was the Stinger. But then he became Crow Sting, and, like, he lost all his charisma.
That's why I was hoping that they would have went with Crow Sting when he got here. Never talk. Walk the rafters. Hold a bat. You know, lights go out every now and then. He appears. He disappears. Make it mythical. I don't know. Maybe it's just me.
They should. I mean, he'll be Undertaker 2.0.
Right.
That's what he'll be.
So far in the WWE, he's lost to Triple H. Right? What else did he...
That's it. He's only lost to Triple H. And like...
So when the hell does he become the number one contender through all this?
He's just doing it on street cred. That's it.
Street cred. I like that. I like that a lot. And then we see him beat up your boy Bo Dallas, right?
That was the night after WrestleMania. That's what got him the number one contendership. He beat up Bo, and that qualified him to get a title shot. That's what really happened.
Oh, God.
It's like, he could go like, what's his WWE record going to be? Like, if he loses to Rollins, it'll be 0-2. Like, is he, like, going to have a storyline? Like, I got to win at least one match in WWE.
So there's a lot of rumblings out there that I've heard and you guys in our group chat have said that maybe the plan is for Sting to win at Night of Champions.
I think he's going to win just to give him his short title run, and it'll be a short title run because Sheamus is going to cash in on it.
But it's on record. That's what you're saying. Like, it's on record that he was a WWE champion.
Exactly. That's all they're going to go for. Then they'll have Sheamus cash in on it. It'll be whack, but, you know.
Oh, Sheamus is champion.
Right? Sheamus will have a little run with the title again.
Oh God. I don't even know where I want to go with that.
But Sheamus is going to cash. If Sting wins, Sheamus is going to cash in on him regardless. Watch.
Are you ready for a Sheamus title run?
Sheamus was not even on Raw last night. Neither was Orton.
Yeah, where in the hell were they?
Orton has no direction, man. We should have brought that up. Orton has no direction.
No, we could bring that up. That's our show, man. We could bring up whatever the hell we want to.
Yeah, like, Orton has no directions. Like, they usually have some sort of plan for Randy, but, like, they have no plans for him.
You know, I hate to say this because I was for the unification. I think it's time to split brands again.
Think so?
Yeah.
That was actually a question from a fan.
Do you think it's time to unify to split the brands again? SmackDown, Raw?
I mean, we have a whole bunch of mid-carders not doing nothing, just floating around. Like, it would be best if they split up again.
Best for business.
Yeah. Bring back the world title.
Yeah, why not? Do you do two tag team champions again?
I wouldn't. Just have both. Just have the champs on both shows.
How about this for a segue? The Dudley Boys. Huh?
The Dudley Boys are back.
The Dudley Boys are back. And it was like one of those things that we did not see happening at all, right? During that Raw.
We actually thought Raw would suck. It became like the night after WrestleMania.
It did. Which was shocking. SummerSlam is the WrestleMania Junior. Why not, you know, make the Raw after SummerSlam much the way that the Raw after WrestleMania is? The Dudleys are back. Huh?
That was incredible because we did not see that coming. It's like their pyro just hit. I'm like, what the hell is this?
Yeah,
it's the Dudleys.
With their horrible Titantron video still. They have to upgrade. That was during the early years of the early 2000s, but it's time to upgrade that.
They need to remaster that ASAP.
Yeah, get some tech to get on that design ASAP. So they're going to be feuding with the New Day.
That's good. It's going to be interesting because, look, New Day is the most interesting thing on Raw right now.
And what's over?
They're over. They're funny. They're entertaining. I mean, come on. You guys saw that skit with him.
Booty.
Booty is Big E's new catchphrase. Come on.
We both like New Day. Xavier Woods is a lot more entertaining than I thought he'd be.
Who would have thought... Consequences Creed for TNA was this entertaining?
And we know, you know, from that ESPN special that Triple H loves Xavier.
He's really talented. He's creative. we got to get him up on Raw by fall.
So do you think they're letting New Day run there with their, like, do you think they're getting creative control over their characters?
It looks like it, because look at that segment they had with Michael Cole on SmackDown.
Hilarious.
They did so many things. They played, they said, well, we played hot potato to decide who's going to wear the titles, and they did that. they danced around Cole, said, hey, we want some New Day. And then Big E, looking crazy as hell, telling Michael to stare at their butts. I'm like, what was that? Like, I still don't get what that was. Look at him, Michael. Look at him. Look deep, Michael. Look deep, Michael.
So do you think that that Dudleys are just back to put the New Day over?
They're going to get a title run eventually.
You think they're going to get the 10th title run?
Yeah, they're going to get number 10 down the road, but not right away. I mean, PTP still got to cash in their rematch clause.
Please, no. The Usos, they need to come back, eventually.
Let them stay on the sidelines.
They
kind of got stale.
You know why I like the Usos? Because they were doing the tag team thing when the tag team division pretty much sucked.
Exactly. I respect them for that, but they were getting kind of stale, man. They need to change it up when they come back.
I like the Usos. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm in the minority. But
they put on good matches with the Shield.
They did.
I respect them for that.
They did.
Those were good matches. They were entertaining. And, but like, I think they're going with a triple threat and not a champions right now. It's going to be New Day versus Dudleys and PTP.
That might be good.
New Day will probably retain, then they'll drop at the next pay-per-view to Dudleys.
What's the pay-per-view after NLC?
Hell in a Cell. Mm. They'll probably drop it to the Dudleys then.
And then like a no-holds-barred match where they can use the tables?
Possibly.
Maybe a TLC match? We haven't had that since when?
Since, with tag teams?
With tag teams, yeah.
Like, since Raw. Like, Raw 02 or something like
Jesus
that.
Jesus Christ.
It's been a while.
So you see Dudley's 10 times. Yeah, that's a big number, man.
I see it, man.
That's a hell of a number. The 10-time tag team champ.
27 overall.
27 overall. Future Hall of Fame. Do you think they go in year or next year?
They should go in with Edge, Christian, and the Hardy Boys. Like, all three of those teams should go in together.
Well, Hardys won't go in until they're completely done. Obviously, they're still doing their TNA thing, feuding with EC3 right now, then at TNA.
I like EC3, though, man.
I know. I'm not over for the EC3 character.
Come on, he's come a long way since he did that wax segment on Raw with the Mark Henry cologne.
You know, I try to sit through TNA last week. People are going to, they're going to accuse us of being WWE lovers, and that's all we covered. Whatever. But he had an in-ring segment with the Hardys, and his mic skills are just so bad. It's hard to sit through. And that's I know, like Raph, like, you know, he claims that, you know, mic skills aren't important. I tend to disagree.
Well, Raph thinks EC3 is top five in the industry.
I totally disagree with that. But that's his opinion, and I have my opinion, which is cool. It's just, I think you need strong mic skills, regardless of your federation with, you know, a company that you're with. Just because you have to be able to sell a storyline. And, you know, acting goes a long way towards that. And he just doesn't have the two. He's not a good actor, and he's not good on the mic. So, I don't know. That's just my opinion on EC3. Any thoughts?
I like the kid. I mean, he's come a long way. He was a jobber in NXT.
I'll say this. Their TNA is doing for him what WWE should have done for Alberto Del Rio, yeah. Right?
Yeah, exactly. Because they basically have the same gimmick.
Right.
They're both, you know, they come from, you know, they're rich, man. So, like,
and the Brodus Clay behind them.
Oh, yeah. Brodus Clay was with Alberto also. I forgot about that.
The parallel universes of TNA and WWE.
Oh, God. That is a complete
Or should we call them, what do they call him now?
What's his name? Tyrus.
Tyrus, yeah.
Tyrus Murdoch.
Tyrus.
Is it Murdoch?
Yeah. I think
it's Tyrus Murdoch.
I think his real name is like George Murdoch.
George Murdoch. I know that.
I have him as a friend on Facebook. Shout out to George, whatever your damn name is nowadays. what do we got next? So you have a question? Do we got another fan question that we can jump into before the next segment? What do we got? What fan can we shout out on our Facebook page?
We got one from Jesse James Jobin.
Jesse James Jobin. Triple J. Do you think the Dudley Boys going over and winning titles would slow down the raging inferno that is the New Day Rocks? New Day Rocks. What do you think?
I don't think so. I mean, when they dropped the titles, they were still over. They even got...
They got more over.
They got more over after they lost the titles.
The fans want to see New Day regardless. Titles or no titles. But I think that they should have a long run. I also think that they should eventually put one of the mid-card titles on Kofi or
Big E.
Yeah.
I think Big E, because Big E's just killing it. He has so much charisma for a big man. You wouldn't think he had that much charisma,
no,
man.
I don't think you can slow down the New Day's popularity right now.
Like, even if they drop to the Dudleys, they'll eventually get the titles back.
Right. And let's not break them up anytime, so let's stay with this faction. I like them. Like you said earlier, add Sasha to the mix. Make it even cooler with the boss gimmick and the booty gimmick and her shouting booty and Big E shouting booty and the crowd shouting booty. Let's make booty trend on Twitter.
Let's get a booty shirt.
Let's get a booty shirt.
I'll buy it. I'll buy a booty shirt.
I would. That's a Justin on record right now saying he'd buy a booty shirt. And I would too. And I'd rock it proudly.
Booty.
Booty. All right. So what else we got? A couple more topics. What else we got here on the
talk about Rollins
agenda? Seth Rollins.
What do you think about him having to defend both titles at a Night of Champions?
So he's fighting John for
the U.S. title, and staying in the main event for a D title.
I think that Seth and John put on a fucking hell of a match at SummerSlam.
They didn't take any breaks, man. They just kept going. There were no rest holes in that match.
If people still to this day, the hate on John. I'm never going to get the hate on John Cena. I just don't. It's just stupid to me.
He can wrestle.
He can wrestle. He does. He has more than five moves. The guy puts on classic matches. You can hate his gimmick, saying it's boring, it's stale. Wrestling-wise, the guy is amazing. And him and Seth prove that at SummerSlam. And I'm a Seth guy too, so him putting double work at Night of Champions is impressive to me. The fact that he's doing it, one of the future guys of the WWE.
I don't see him dropping both titles though. I think he'll retain one of them.
He'll probably lose this.
I think he's gonna lose the title to Sting. That's where I think it's going.
Does your boy make an appearance at Night of Champion? The host, what's his name?
Oh, John Stewart?
John Stewart.
I think John Stewart's done right now. We won't see him till WrestleMania.
That was a very weird thing to happen at SummerSlam, right?
Yeah, to have him cost Cena the title, but they explained it. They didn't want him to break Ric Flair's record.
Right.
What'd you think about that? What'd you think about that, using that as the excuse?
It's whatever. Like I said, we always complain that we don't get fresh finishes, and we finally got one. John Stewart is a legit wrestling fan.
We have 9 bouts.
Bouts. I mean, he was clearly living back in the 70s and 80s with that term. But he obviously is a big wrestling guy, And I'd like to see him if he's retired. Some sort of GM capacity.
And I see,
via satellite.
I bet he'll be in a better shape than Steve the Man.
Whoa. Shots fired at Arrow.
And I
You just shot an arrow at Arrow.
And I also think he could have sold better than him.
Wow. Amel, what do you got to say about that? You suck. No, he sold. No, he didn't sell as well as I thought an actor could sell. So especially somebody who does their own stunts on the show.
Especially was getting choked out in the corner.
Yeah, but you know what? He took a reasonable amount of bumps. He didn't sell them well, but he did take bumps.
Yeah, we'll give him props for that.
Right.
He did take bumps. Usually celebrities don't do that.
Yeah, I mean, shout out to Amel. I mean, you lived your dream. Maybe that was a dream that, you know, he's always thought of pursuing, and he did it. You know, it wasn't the worst thing at SummerSlam, but not the best.
I mean, it was better than Taker versus Taker.
Oh.
It was better than Taker versus Taker.
You know I'm a Taker guy.
The Taker versus Taker.
This was that storyline with Leslie Nielsen.
I mean, the Leslie Nielsen stuff was cool, but come on. Taker versus
Taker. And the other
Taker
was your boy.
It was Chains from the Disciples of Apocalypse.
Yeah. Yeah, back then I couldn't tell which one was the real Taker. If it wasn't for like the purple gloves,
yeah,
I would not have known back then as a youngin. What else we got? We got any other questions to throw at me? Any question? I'm feeling a good mood. Throw any question at me right now. Anything you got? What do we got here? All right,
we got
take a random question to ask me. I'll ask it. I'll answer anything.
What's next for Brock? Hell in a Cell match against Undertaker? We did not bring that up.
Yeah. Like I said, this is our show. We can bring that up. I'm still a little confused that Taker won dirty. And not dirty. It was a controversial ending. What'd you think of that referee being out of place during the tap?
I mean, it makes Undertaker look weak.
Well, he is weak.
I mean, but still, it's Undertaker. Like, you don't know him for being, you know, resorting to heel tactics, man. Like,
see, this is what I thought. I thought, you know, with him giving a low blow to Brock, that sort of made him look heel, right?
Yeah, it did.
And there was an injustice, and Brock has, you know, a legit beef, that there was an injustice to the end of that match. I thought maybe Sting feels a way about this, and that is when you introduce, you know, when we find, not introduce, when we finally get Sting and Taker in the same ring. Like, he feels that there is an injustice going on, so he's here to play the vigilante to get some justice.
So it means Undertaker's going to be the heel,
right,
in the feud against us.
Right. So I thought that maybe they'd feud for a few months up until Survivor Series, and, you know, Taker's anniversary is coming up,
he's
right?
He's going to wrestle at Survivor Series.
This is his anniversary, 25th right?
anniversary.
Well, so if we're not going to get to Set Mania, why not give it to us at Survivor Series?
It would. I don't know. That wouldn't work because we still got to fill Dallas up. That's the thing. They need that match.
Wait, but
Dallas.
Is Sting and Taker really going to fill up Dallas?
Yeah, I think so. Hell, there's a lot of Sting and Undertaker fans still. They'll fill it up, man. Like, I don't know if they'll get 100,000, but they might get 90. They could get 90.
We'll be there.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I just don't know if Sting and Taker can... I mean, maybe the old school fan, you know,
yeah, the old
still
school
wants
fan's
to see,
gonna
it.
See it. Yeah,
it's not going to be a great match. The build might be good.
It might
be entertaining.
That might be the main event.
Ooh, I don't know about that.
It might be.
Wow, Taker and Sting headlining
in
WrestleMania 32 in
it
Dallas.
It might be Taker's send off, man.
I'm. You know what I'm thinking. The main event at WrestleMania 32 is going to be Rock, Ronda Rousey versus Triple H, Stephanie McMahon.
That could happen, but I don't think it'll be the main event.
Because it's going to be the main event because Ronda is such a megastar right now. And there's even been talk that, you know, maybe one of her UFC matches should be at the Dallas Cowboys Stadium. And people wondering, can she sell that out?
And she does.
This is her perfect opportunity to prove that she can headline a big event, regardless if it's WWE and not UFC, and sell it out. Right?
Yeah. Absolutely. Like, she's a draw, man. Like, I
huge.
Forget what endorsement she did, but she just made $5 million off it.
She's a megastar. Her and tennis, Serena Williams, the two females in sports that are just changing the game completely, in my opinion.
Let's get rowdy.
Yeah. you want to end it with a little bit of new segments that we have? You want to talk about the Performance Center shooting, and then we'll talk about Snuka?
Talk about Hogan on a Hulk Hogan on Good Morning America. Did you get to see the interview?
I did not, and I don't want to. That guy's a clown. Next.
Okay, next. Let's talk about the Performance Center, about the shooting yesterday.
Yeah, that was a sad thing to happen. This guy, obviously a loon, a crazy...
He's been trying idiot. To get a job with WWE for quite some time now.
And he was obsessed with Lita, apparently.
Yes, he was trying
according to reports.
Trying to see Lita yesterday at the Performance Center, and they wouldn't allow him, so he tried to pee on the grounds, and then he got physical with a guard, and the guard shot him.
An idiot. What an idiot. You get what you deserve. I'm glad J&J Security shot you.
And what about Zahara? She's a Nazi.
Oh, yeah. About that. That doesn't make Seth look good at all, that you're dating a fucking Nazi.
You know, his ex-girlfriend has a big smile on her face right now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Do you think he breaks up with her?
I think they already broke up, dude. Like, after she got fired... He probably told her, look, we should go our separate ways.
And it's hard to stay in a relationship with somebody who's not on the road with you.
Exactly.
Constantly.
Exactly. And it was already hard for them anyway because she's down at NXT. I mean, she was with him at SummerSlam.
Right.
But apparently, you know, but some NXT was at SummerSlam. So, you know, they spent the weekend with each other. But
she's a fucking Nazi. Why are the people still Nazis? What is that?
And then she tried to justify it, which was even worse. Even after the Hogan stuff went down with the racism.
What a... I mean, and then the idiot stories just keep coming because now we have the Snooker story.
Which I'm shocked. Like, 32 years later, and now the cops are indicting him on third-degree murder.
Somebody out there, whoever's listening, hit us up and let us know, like, if you're in law enforcement, how it's decided that a case is reopened after 32 years, is it?
32 years.
How is that possible? Unless, like, you know, he... admitted to somebody all these years later that, yo, I got away with murder. I fucking killed my girlfriend or whatever.
And they knew because, like, they took x-rays and they felt it. She was hit over the head with something.
Jesus
That's what caused
Christ.
Her death. And that was his girlfriend at the time.
Did he hit her with a coconut?
Could be possible.
Was it the Rowdy coconut?
Might be. Might have been the Rowdy coconut.
So, there's a possibility that he may... go to jail at the age, was he 70 now?
72.
72.
I mean, who's he going to hurt now? I mean, he can barely walk.
Well, you know, his son should have went to jail almost killing for attempted murder on Taker.
Sim Snooker?
Yeah.
WrestleMania 25. That'll be his WrestleMania moment. I almost let Taker die.
I mean, God, the idiotic stories that have, like this, just this week alone. That have come out of, you know, the wrestling world. What's next?
Like, it's been a crazy 24 hours with WWE.
I mean,
wrestling in general.
I mean, idiots at the Performance Center. Hogan the idiot crying on TV like I care.
He was suicidal. That's why he said it.
Yeah, you were suicidal. You fucking fraud. What a fraud that guy is. Just stupidness in the world. Especially, you know, that guy who shows up to Performance Center. After that, you know, it's just sad story about the shooting in Atlanta with the cameraman and the reporter. But this guy to do, it just pisses me off. What is going on in this world, man?
You don't know who's real anymore, man.
Don't.
It's crazy.
We got anything else on the itinerary before we... You want one more question from a fan?
Let's get one more question from a fan.
And we shut it down. What do we got here? Huh? Don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter, fans. Hit us up on Gmail and YouTube. Give, show us some love. And we'll always show you guys love. We'll continue to provide you with the latest news and information and our opinions. And
this question is from Rolando Sable.
Ooh, Rolando Sable.
When do you think the Authority and Seth will split up?
By Royal Rumble. They're planting the seed little by little, and by Royal Rumble will be a full tree of feud, if that's a thing.
Could be a WrestleMania match if it's not the tag match we just discussed. You could see Seth in a...
Is it going to be the battle for the pedigree? Who does the pedigree better?
Oh, we already know Hunter does, because Seth does it kind of whack.
I tell you what's going to happen, though. Triple H is going to go over in that match.
You think so?
I do.
I think he's going to put Seth over.
I think Triple H goes over.
nah, Triple H knows when to put the right people over. I mean, because, you know,
calling it right now. Triple H is going over in that match.
Nah, Seth has to go over. That'll backtrack Seth too much, even if he's not, because he's not champion anymore by that point. He's got to go over. Seth got to go over.
I think it happens at Royal Rumble. And I think at WrestleMania we get either a Shield reunion versus the Wyatt family.
Or Shield Triple Threat.
Or Shield Triple Threat. How's that?
For the title?
For some title. I don't know which title. For a title.
Roman beats Sheamus. And that'll be the championship match.
Oh, God.
We know Sheamus ain't going to go to WrestleMania with the title.
No.
I don't think
he's not capable of selling.
Not that
tickets.
Long. Not for that long.
Right, it's a good show, man. I will tell people that I have been reading Danny Bryan's book. I do recommend it. I suggest you all go out there and buy it, either the physical copy or the ebook. Very entertaining. Daniel breaks out of his shell, and you hear a lot of cool backstories, about his life.
Want to share one of those cool backstories?
I'm halfway through the book, but a bunch of like story. Like he was living in a dojo in California while he was training. This guy was so dedicated to be a wrestler, and it was his passion. And you can just hear it in his words. So I suggest you all go out and buy it. I can't wait for Taker's book next.
It's in November.
We gotta go meet the guy.
I'm going.
Let's do it.
When it's announced, I'm going. I can't wait to see what he says on the podcast about ending the streak.
Yeah, me too.
That's what I'm waiting for. That's the Stone Cold podcast I'm waiting for.
Yeah.
That's the one we've all been waiting for since after Mania.
Because he's gonna ask him, whose idea was it to break the streak? And that's that. Unless you got something else.
I said I'm good.
This has been the PWS Cast, Season 2, Episode 2. Continue to follow us on Facebook, on Twitter. Send your emails in. We'll continue to provide for you. We appreciate your support, and we'll talk to you next time. Peace.
Later.